I feel like for me, probably one of my strengths as far as just football-wise is probably my ability to pick up a defense and that kind of stuff. So I take pride in that. But I've spent a lot of time with Coach Lovett. And then I just try to use the veterans, Malcolm and Nate and whoever else to help me out and pick up any pointers. I mean, there's still a lot to learn. I don't think you can ever know enough in this defense. So I feel comfortable. I feel like I can play in a game. But again, like I said, there's always a lot of room for improvement.
Well, how does this defense compare to the Jacksonville one?
There's similar concepts. Initially, it was a lot the terminology. That's kind of the tough part, especially at the speed of these practices. Just getting the call and then trying to process it and get your calls out because as a safety, you're kind of running the defense back there. But I'm getting more comfortable in that. There's some things that I haven't done before.
Were they more zone
Jacksonville?
Too,
yeah, or? I didn't run quite as much man coverage back in Jacksonville. So as far as like the press technique and stuff like that, I'm still getting used to. But I feel like in the weeks that I've been here, I've picked up on it, got better, which is the goal. So, like I said, feeling comfortable, but a lot of room for improvement.
So, and I'm not trying to get too ahead, but it sounds like an off season under this program and spring camps and everything would really.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just looking at like their offs when I was talking to Coach, their off season is huge just because they, with the tempos of these practices, they get so many reps.
Right.
So coming in this late, when I came in so late in the season, I kind of came and it's not ideal, but you got to pick up as much as you can, as quick as you can, because they can't slow down for you in the middle of the season. So the off season will be huge as far as getting the scheme and just taking it to that next level.
Do you think what they do here could capitalize on the type of safety you are or your strength, maybe more so?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. The coaching I've got has been great. I've learned a lot just within the weeks I've got here. But I like the system, and I like a lot of things they do. A few different things I haven't done that I'm still adapting to, but I like it, and I think it's a good fit for me.
Have you noticed, I mean, you're 6'1", 210, right? Yeah, I'm at that. So that's pretty tall for, you know, you're probably one of the tallest, strongest guys or biggest guys in the secondary. The guy that just signed is 6'1", 215.
Right.
I mean, have you kind of noticed you're in a locker room with taller, that's kind of Chip's thing for safeties? Or
yeah. I mean, I haven't really paid too much to it, but from just talking to him, I know he likes that. So I guess that's not much you can do about it. I mean, that's just a blessing, I guess, as far as the size and whatnot. But, yeah, it's a good thing.
Chris, you got here a little later in the season,
right.
But you've had a couple home games. And you played here week one. What was the experience playing like at Link?
Man, it's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. Like, I never had that kind of experience before. I mean, obviously, I love my time in Jacksonville and whatnot, but it's just not the same experience as the Link. And these fans, they're so passionate. Like, I've never seen anything like it. So, standing the whole game, it's almost like a college atmosphere. It's definitely not hard to get up for these home games. It's awesome. The fans are great.